This is CGSF 90.1 FM, and this is the interview with the organizers of the Street Fest, which will be on Friday the 16th.
Before we start this talk show, I would like to acknowledge that this event is taking place on traditional Coast Salish lands, including the Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, Squamish, and Musqueam nations.
Hello, I'm Hannah, and today I'm here with...
My name is Webhove, and I am the VP Events at SFSS.
And my name is Mark McLaughlin. I'm Chief Commercial Services Officer at Simon Fraser University. We're here to talk about our street festival that's happening this Friday, and it's called the SFU Street Fest at University. And it's this Friday, September 16th, and it takes place from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. mostly. There's still some activities after 7 p.m., but what it is really is a celebration of Burnaby Mountain, of the best of what it's got to offer. We close University High Street down for the day. So if some of you are familiar with the area, it's from from the bus exchange all the way down University High Street, past Cornerstone, all the way down to Nestor. So that whole street is going to be closed for the day, closed to buses, closed to cars, and it's going to be taken over just by fun activities. Plus, we're also going to be using the Strand Hall parking lot that's there and Town and Gown Square. And yeah, there's lots of fun activities that we can talk about during the show. But it's, so it's SFU Street Fest. It's actually our, it's an annual event. It's our third in-person event for Street Fest. I guess we did the first one 2018, then 2019, then COVID hit. So we actually had a virtual one during COVID. And so now this is our first one back in person. Really excited. We've got a great lineup of all kinds of activities and performances. And we want to talk to you about that here today.
So who's organizing the event?
So SFU is organizing the event in association with SFSS, Simon Fraser Student Society, and the University Community Association. And this is the first time SFSS is collaborating with SFU for such a large-scale event. Other than that, we have so many sponsors for this event, including Festivals Burnaby, Nestor's Market, Memory Express, Brian Jessel BMW, eBus, Fantuan Delivery, Coho Financial Services, Healthy Smile, Rogers Sports and Media, and Explore Burnaby, and we are going to end the list with Return It.
What kind of activities are going to be there?
So basically, the show is going to start with a DJ. The whole fest is going to be starting with a DJ from 11 to 12. From 12 to 1, we will have our dignitaries come up, all the MPs and MLAs from the mountain. They are going to come up to the mountain and give some speech to the audience and the public that belongs to the mountain itself. Other than that, we will have performances, more than 15 performances this time. Magicians, jugglers, all their artisans, vendors, like food vendors, and we will have other activities table tennis, tennis courts, family zone. Mark can talk more about the family zone that is going to be right in front of the Tim Hortons patio area.
Sure. So there's lots of, as Vahid mentioned, there's lots of various sponsors and people organizing, right? And we also have, in addition to SFU and the SFSS and the University Community Association, there's also the Highlands Elementary School that are part of our organizing committee, the SFU Childcare, Fraser International College, and many departments within SFU. So various activities, various audiences we're aiming at. So we're looking to attract students from both SFU and FIC, faculty, staff, but also reaching out to the University Mountain community, right? So the families will be coming out. And so we have various areas, and as V just mentioned, we have a family zone. So that's a family zone kind of managed by the SFU Child Care Society and also the Point Church, who are involved. So there's a bouncy castle, there's face painting for kids. So it's a whole fun day for families, for students. It's a way to for the community to get to know the merchants on the street, right, to meet the shops. They're going to be out on the street with tables and booths. And so it's a great, it's a community festival, right? We're really trying to bring people together at the start of the school year and really to, with fun activities, a lot of student performances. We're trying to showcase a lot of our students, obviously. There's a lot of talent at SFU. And bring everybody together in a fun environment. I think there's 9 food trucks. We're up to 9 food trucks that are expected on Friday, in addition to everything else that's going on. So we have community groups that are there. The Burnaby Fire Department are bringing up a truck. So you get to talk to firemen and firefighters. And so ICBC, I believe TransLink has a bus. So it's just a community event. We're kind of taking over the street, closing down the street, spilling out into the street. We also have a whole esports area set up in town of Gown Square, where we have various esports or gaming, I guess, companies that are sponsoring. They're going to be present, giving away door prizes. So, you know, if you're into gaming and esports, there's a whole tent and games there you can play all day. And so there's all kinds of activities. Some of the favorites are coming back, I guess, this year, such as the climbing wall was a favorite, and there's a mini golf as well. So these are all things happening on the street, happening on the sidewalk, and into the parking lot, as we mentioned. So it'll be a fun day. We're just hoping that the weather holds. But rain or shine, we're ready. We have all kinds of tents. And if it does rain, it won't rain much. It'll probably just be a sprinkle. But it's a fun day on a Friday to kind of kick off the fall semester. And really, it's the first time we're all kind of back together in person, out on the street. And we really just want to have a good time and make new friends and enjoy ourselves.
So, like you already said, the last Street Fest was virtual. And what do you think were the advantages by doing it virtual? And also, what do you think is going to be better this year because it's in person again?
Yeah, well, last time through COVID, right, we couldn't meet on campus. Students weren't here. Students were studying remotely. They were at home. And so we said we didn't want to lose momentum, and we wanted to create an event where students could kind of connect back to the campus. So we created a virtual platform, and there were and we ran it, I believe, for 5 or 6 days. We kept it going, and there were various components to the event. Example, the SFU Child Care did some artwork. The children did some artwork, so we had that up in kind of a 3D environment. So you could, with your computer or a mobile device, kind of go into this museum and see and kind of interact with the artwork. We recreated a couple of SFU spaces, all in 3D. And the idea is, you chose an avatar, and with that avatar, you went in there into this familiar SFU space. So the AQ, for instance, we recreated the AQ, the Academic Quadrangle, with the pond and with the Terry Fox statue. We recreated that in a digital environment. So you would choose an avatar and go in the space, and you'd be fellow avatars, right? You could actually chat with them. Sometimes we actually had a voice feature, so we turned that on at times. But it was really to bring people back to the campus, reconnecting them from afar back to Burnaby Mountain. And it was well received. We had lots of hits. So we had various components like that. We actually had a virtual gondola ride. So you could actually click and through the use of your camera, next thing you know, you're on this gondola, and then you click again, you chose your swag, and you chose your cap, and the different colors, and then you press kind of go, and all of a sudden, the gondola is flying over Burnaby Mountain. We had used some drone footage that we had, and so it was kind of a gondola experience. So it was just kind of a fun, neat, sort of a quirky thing. It was just kind of a way to bring students back to the campus, keep them connected to the campus. But now, 2022 in the fall, everyone's back. It's great to see everyone on campus. I've never seen it so vibrant. Convocation Mall today with Club Days is just bursting with activity. We have our new dining commons that's open by residences. It's packed with students and guests. The campus is looking great. If you're not here, you're missing out on a lot. There's a lot of red umbrellas and soft seating. And the weather's been phenomenal. And it's just, I think it's the best, fall kickoff that I've ever witnessed. It's just, there's just so much activity and vibrancy and just smiles from one end of the campus to the other. And so Street Fest is just a continuation, right? It's just we keep the the fun and the excitement and the vibrancy going, and you know, it's important, right? It's important that we connect people coming out of COVID. Didn't have the opportunities maybe to make friends and to connect, and so we're really trying to bring people together and you know, create friendships and create memories, lasting memories.
So on your website, you said that the event is fair trade. In which way is it fair trade?
Yes. Okay. So, well, SFU is a fair trade campus. It's our 10th anniversary, actually, of being a fair trade campus. We're actually going to have a little celebration at Street Fest. We're actually Canada's only gold fair trade campus. So what we do here at SFU is really phenomenal in terms of fair trade in Canada. Our campus is really leaders in fair trade. And so it's all about really helping the farmers and the producers and the artisans in the global south. And so we try to do our part here at SFU to support them through making products available, fair trade products that are available so for purchase. So, you know, we encourage them by selling their products and people are buying their products. We try to educate our community on what fair trade is and the challenges of trade and how oftentimes producers and growers in the global south are disadvantaged in many ways. So fair trade is a mechanism that supports the global, you know, southern global producers. So we have example on our campus, all our coffee is 100% fair trade. If you go into the Renaissance Cafe, go into Dining Commons, McKenzie, if you go into Starbucks, fair trade coffee, most of the coffee in Starbucks is fair trade, all with the exception of Tim Hortons. And that's a challenge. They're not fair trade, and we've met with them over the years to try to encourage them to provide fair trade coffee to support farmers, and they haven't. So we can have a whole other discussion around the challenges we have with Tim Hortons on our campus. But we have fair trade coffee, we have fair trade tea. In our dining commons, we have fair trade bananas. We use fair trade spices. Sometimes we have fair trade avocados when they're available. So it's really, and sometimes we use fair trade chocolate in some of the baking, for instance, in the dining commons. So we have a number of products we use, we sell, and we try to educate. And I think one of our amazing things, we also have fair trade ambassadors. It's very much, fair trade at SFU it was very grassroots. It was student driven 10 years ago, and it's still student led. We have students are ambassadors. We went through a recruitment process. They're being trained now as we speak for the next year, and they do a lot of outreach on campus and into local high schools and elementary schools. So we're a leader in fair trade, and so the event is actually, it's a fair trade event. So we'll be it's a fair trade designated event. So we'll be providing fair trade cakes and fair trade cotton as well. We sell fair trade t-shirts made with fair trade cotton, but we're celebrating the event, right? So it's we're providing fair trade coffee and chocolate at the event itself, and some fair trade bananas.
Not to forget that the event is not only like fair trade, the event is green as well. So we have a green team led by Jaden from SFU 350. We are going to make sure that we are not using any plastic at all for the event. Every food vendors are going to give their food out in nature friendly materials. So we are not using plastic for this event at all. Just to add on to the fair trade. So this event is going to be a green event as well.
Well, we want the event, you know, to reflect SFU's values, right? Of sustainability, you know, not using the single-use plastics, fair trade, these type of things, right? We're try to be inclusive. We, as part of our organizing committee, we reached out to the DNA group, the Neurodiverse Alliance on our campus, and they've been working with us to ensure that the event is accessible as much as possible. If it's noisy, we provide earplugs, things like that. So we've been working with that group, the DNA group, in that front. So we try to make it reflective of our values and just a showcase the talent, showcase SFU's talent, SFU student talent, and showcase the various departments and projects that are underway. Students will learn a lot, I think, about the campus, the things they didn't know. And a lot of our community partners, for example, Return It, the BC's recycling organization, they're going to be here and present and talking up recycling to the participants of the day.
Also, BMW is going to bring up like electric cars, so we're also, you know, trying to avoid the cars that are gas powered. You know, for accessibility, we're also going to be live streaming the event on Instagram. So if somebody who is not able to join us in person that day, they are more than welcome to, you know, join us through our live streaming on SFSS events page. So we are trying our best to do, like, you know, this event as green, as accessible as possible. You know, so we all invite you cordially to be at the event, and you know, feel free to reach out to us. We have our emails on street-fest.ca. So any questions, we are more than happy to you know, answer like all those questions that you have.
Yes, thank you. Do you want to add anything?
Well, so the event is this Friday, September 16th, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. But the fun doesn't end there. That's really kind of the street activity, because right after that we have a movie,
Black Panther.
Yeah, Black Panther. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. So right after the street fest, we are not ending it up there. We are going to have something for students, like for the whole day. The movie starts at 7:30-ish. The movie is Black Panther by Marvel Studios. It's going to be in the Images Theater in the AQ region. So if you guys are going to be there, like, don't forget about the movie. Be like, you know, we are going to provide up popcorns and drinks. So you don't have to worry about your food items for the movie as well.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM. And this was the interview with the organizers of the Street Fest, which will be on Friday the 16th.